Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Central College cross country coach Joe Dunham, recapping the end of the season for the Dutch, where they competed at the Division III National Championships. And Coach Dunham, since the last time we talked, both of your squads continued a strong tradition of cross country excellence here in the Tulip City over there in Pennsylvania. What can you say about the efforts that you got at the national meet from both the boys, or from the men's and the women's squads?
Yeah, you know, it's been a really exciting just conclusion to our season. It was great to see both teams just compete at a really high level at the end of the year. You know, that's the biggest challenge for a cross country coach is to peak at the right time. You know, it's not like football or basketball or, you know, one of these other sports where you kind of have to be on your game, you know, every game. You're trying to compete at a high level every single game. In cross country, you know, you're kind of building through the season. You're building their confidence mentally. You're developing them physically to compete at a high level at the end of the year. And that can be challenging at times, but this year we were able to really make that happen very, very well for the majority of our teams and majority of the people on our teams. And that was just really, really rewarding to see.
That is really awesome to see. I got to start with the women's squad. 9th place finish up there. I know the one thing that you mentioned to me off the air that was really exciting was the fact that you knocked off Wartburg, which was kind of one of the goals going into that meet. And then additionally, you add 3 All-American performances there on the women's squad with Caroline McMartin, Megan Johnson, and Addie Parrott. And just seeing what they were able to do, I know that going in, they weren't ranked number 9, but they went in and were able to take care of business and get that top 10 finish. What did that mean to you to see the performance that they had over there in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, you know, coming off of our conference meet, you know, we talked last time when we talked, you know, we had a great conference meet and we were able to compete very, very well with Wartburg. And we have just such a great respect for that, for them and their program. And they're a great rivalry for us within our conference. And so to go to the regional championships and perform really, really well and to qualify for the national meet, which our women's team hasn't qualified for nationals since 2009. And so we knew it was going to be a challenge going in. It was 5 years ago, our women finished 28th at that meet. And 5 years later, you know, we finished 3rd. So we've really progressed a long ways, and our teams come a long ways together, and it's been a great journey for us. But for them to, like I said, just to be able to compete well at the regional meet, qualify for a national meet, and then go perform well there was really, really exciting to see. And those young ladies were dialed in. They ran very brave. And we knew that we were going to have to approach that national meet a little bit differently than we have all season in terms of how you just execute the racing plan. We knew we had to be a little bit more brave early and get out and get into good position. And then it was just more of a mental toughness game. And they were dialed in and ready for that. And so it was exciting to see it and just exciting to be a part of it.
And on the men's side, they finished 15th. They walk away with 2 All-America performances. And I know that those 2 All-Americans, they've had success at the national meet before, but just seeing what the men's squad was able to do at the national championship meet, what did that mean to you to see their performances over there as well?
Yeah, similarly to the women, it was exciting for us to qualify. You know, it's the first time in the history of our college for the men and the women to both qualify for the national championships together. And so for us, that was a great accomplishment. And our men going into the national meet, as you mentioned, we were ranked 21st in the country. There's a little under 500 schools in Division III. So to be ranked 21st in the country is a great accomplishment in itself. But then to get to the actual meet and to compete and to perform better than your ranking to finish 15th, our men were what I was most proud of on both the men and the women's side was just their ability to run at a high level in that meet the first time they're running in that meet. The national championships it's just a tough environment. You know, there's just under 300 runners, and they're all really, really good. And there's not a lot of space on a cross country course when you've got just under 300 runners and they're all really good. So you have to race the race a little differently. And so I was really proud of how they approached the race and how they executed the race plan. Most of them had never been there before. Having the leadership of Noah, having the leadership of Caleb, and then Derek, our captain, on the men's side, and then having the leadership of Caroline and Megan you know, some of those young ladies, just really helped that process happen. You know, but to compete at that level at that point was just really exciting. And for our men, it was just an incredible season. Couldn't be more proud of them.
And we're talking to Central College men's and women's cross country coach Joe Dunham here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. And one thing I thought that was kind of interesting that we talked about off the air here was it was an entirely new course for almost everyone. You said that your sophomore year of college when you were in school, that school hosted the national championships, but is an entirely different course. When you're going into a meet like that, does that maybe help a little bit when you know nothing about the course and you have no expectations versus, you know, a course like the regional meet where you knew everything about the course and maybe there's some higher expectations of yourself because you know the course? Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think we knew a little bit about the course just from the information that they'd given us. And, you know, I'd reached out to some different coaches that had run there with their teams earlier in the year. We didn't have a chance to get out there and preview the course this season in Pennsylvania. But, you know, I think for us, I knew that it was going to be a great weekend when we went and previewed the course. And our teams came back and they had big smiles on their faces. And they said, "Coach, it's really hilly back in the woods." And they were excited about that, you know. So we were well prepared for that type of a course. And they were confident going in, knowing that that they were built for this type of a course. So, you know, that's really what you want going into races. And that's why we go preview courses as much as we possibly can earlier in the season when we know we're going to have an important race later in the year so that they can go run on them, get some confidence and build on that. But it is a little bit of a gamble because if you don't race well there the first time, then you've got a little bit more work to do psychologically for them when they go back and compete later in the year. So yeah, it was remarkable for them to navigate that course, a very, very challenging course, and being on it for the first time. I think we saw a lot of people not run well there being the first time on that course, but we were able to figure it out and make it happen. So it was really exciting for our programs.
That is really exciting. Coach Dunham, before we let you go, any final thoughts you want to share about the seasons, the great seasons that both the men's and women's squads had here at Central College?
Well, you know, like I said, it's just been a great journey for me as the coach and for all the members of our team. We have 65 members on our cross country team. So it's a lot of distance runners, and we've got Coach Sturman, Coach Walls that help along. And so it's just been a lot of work by a lot of different people. I'm proud of the members of the team and how hard they worked this year. And for me, it's just so rewarding for them to be able to experience the success after putting in all the hard work, because they really did work hard this year. And so it's given us a lot of momentum going into track, and we're excited to get ready for the next season. And we've really enjoyed the success that we've had in cross country, and we have our banquet coming up here next weekend. And then, you know, we'll really celebrate the season, but then it's time to go back to work and get ready for the indoor season and start getting ready for the track season this spring. And, so we're excited about that. And, it's just been a great year.
We're excited about everything that you're able to accomplish this year on the cross country course too. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this off season and best of luck getting prepared for the track and field season.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Central College men's and women's cross country coach Joe Dunham here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.